This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Tigers looking to snap a 9-game losing skid under a half moon as they take on the Royals in Kansas City. Game was scoreless in the fifth until Jacoby Jones digs in.
Ground ball, base hit left field. Romine rounding third, they send him home, and the throw not in time. RBI single for Jacoby Jones, and the Tigers grab a 1-0 lead.
5-2, Cleveland won today, the 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, left field. This one's deep. This one's way back off the wall. Alex Gordon will pick it up, but Presley's in. Jacoby Jones is in. Machado's coming home. He'll score. The throw gets past the catcher Butera, but Castellanos will hold at second with a 3-run double.
Here he is in Mortal Kombat.
A swing and a miss, change up bounces, and Doc Holliday will throw down to Hicks.
Ground ball, third base side on the charge, Romine. And that's going to be a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-1. Bouncing ball to second should do it. There's one, right at first, a double play, and the Tigers will win here tonight.
Tigers pick up the 4-1 win, snapping that 9-game losing skid. Daniel Nora snaps a 4-start losing skid with 5 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball. The Royals host the Diamondbacks on Friday, while the Tigers face the Twins in Minnesota. Nicholas Castellanos barely missed a grand slam in the fifth inning, but he happily settled for a bases-clearing 3-run double to help break the game open and give the Tigers a 4-0 lead on their way to a 4-1 win. Castellanos spoke to the media after the game.
Good. It's been a while. Felt good to hug the other outfielders and, you know, be happy in the clubhouse, happy on this flight over to Minnesota.
It's only the fifth win this month, and I know you guys are battling injuries, and certainly everybody knows about the trades, but how challenging has the month of September been for this ball club?
I mean, challenging, no doubt, if you look at the record, but, you know, we got a lot of guys that are trying to find themselves still in the big leagues, find what works for them, and that's a process right now. We have a lot of, you know, guys going through that same process that I went through in years past, and but we're trying to have fun, stay positive, and that's really all you can do.
Fifth inning, it's a 1-0 game. You come to the plate with the bases loaded. What are you thinking there, guy?
Drive somebody in.
Yeah.
It was a good at bat. He pitched me tough. He never gave in, and I was able to win that battle.
That thing almost left the yard.
I wish it left the yard.
So that puts you at 99 RBIs on the season. What does that number mean to you?
It means that I need one more. That's what it means. So hopefully we can come, over to Minnesota and finish out the year strong.
After losing his previous 4 starts, Daniel Norris bounced back nicely on Thursday with 5 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball as the Tigers took down the Royals 4-1 in Kansas City. Norris shared his thoughts after the game.
Results-wise, it's nice not give up any runs. Obviously still a lot of stuff I got to work on, but, yeah. I guess it's a good one to end on.
I know when Brian came out to take a look at you in the fourth inning, what did he see? What were you experiencing?
It's just the groin's flaring up again. I'm pretty frustrated just because I feel like I've kind of been battling it for the second half of the season here. And there when I was coming out of the bullpen, it started feeling pretty good, but then my last 2 starts, it's been flaring up again. And today it got to the point where it was just really bothering me on every pitch, and ultimately that's why it took me out. I didn't want to come out, I wanted to keep competing, but it was, who's to know if I kept going, what would have happened, so, yeah.
What can you say about the defense behind you? I know there was some hard contact early, but then, defense came up and made some plays as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they made some awesome plays, and, that's the name of the game, attack, let them put it in play, and let the defense work behind you.
Despite the groin, you still only had 54 pitches through 5. I think only 4 3-ball counts. Did you feel like command-wise that you were there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just, anytime I tried to throw hard, my groin hurt, So I was just taking off and trying to throw strikes. So I think that was nice to see that I could be more efficient without just, trying to be nasty, I guess. Just getting ahead, staying ahead. And, it was a grind for sure. I felt it on every pitch. I just wanted to keep going, though. I didn't want to, even when he took me out, I was pretty upset. I didn't want to come out, just being, you're in the zone there and you don't want to come out, but I understood it for sure.
What's the plan of attack in the off season for that groin or for your maybe total body? I know you could go to a performance center, but
yeah, I'm going there, but to get like a full body assessment, and then I'll work out there for a few weeks. And I just got to let this heal up. It's just been lingering for 2.5 months now, and it's tough pitching like that. You obviously want to go out there and compete and be successful and help the team win, but when you're pitching it, 85%, it's tough, and it gets frustrating because, you're losing games and not pitching well. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're, with the last two starts, getting back into the rotation, throwing 5 shutout, do you feel like you're getting closer to reestablishing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. For me, there's not really a doubt with that. If I'm healthy and I can, perform to my ability, then, all the questions are answered there. But I just got to be healthy, and that's my main focus this offseason. Even at the end of last year, I was able to pitch well and throw strikes. It wasn't really a problem for me this year. It was just with all these lingering injuries, it was just tough to repeat my delivery just because of the way my body was feeling. And that's my main goal this offseason, just kind of dial that in and get it out of the way where it's not at the forefront of my mind every time I'm throwing a baseball, So that's my main goal for sure.
The Tigers conclude the regular season in Minnesota this weekend as they face the Twins at Target Field.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.